Hey, God's good and awesome and great people. I pray that you all are doing well on today. I pray that you are just being who God called you to be, walking into the promises that he had already declared unto you. You know, I know on this week, we've been talking about, relationships. And even though I'm going to get to the relationship part, but I just need to do what God has called me to do. And I pray that's all right with you. In this week right here, God has been dealing with me. And on today, God has been dealing with me about the book of Amos chapter 2. And I'm not going to read all of the inserts on that verses, but it was just basically Amos chapter 2. And that's what he kept calling me to, Amos chapter 2. And in the book of Amos, you know, the one thing that he wanted me to talk about, he said, the punishment will not be reversed or revoked. The punishment will not be reversed or revoked. There's a difference between chastisement and punishment. Chastisement is to rebuke, to reprimand, or to scold. Punishment is to cause one to suffer for the crime or misconduct of what one has already been warned about. You know how we are parents, aunts, uncles, grandma, granddads, whatever you may be in whatever category. When you tell your child, tell someone to stop doing something, you give them all the different notions to stop doing it, because if they don't stop, the repercussions are going to come, the consequences are going to come. And that's what God is saying. He said, I'm telling you now to implement what I'm telling you to do. I'm implement what I'm already shared for you to do. Implement when I rebuke you and correct you and reprimand you. Implement those. He said, because if not, I'm going to have to administer disciplinary actions because you refuse to listen. And that's what the book of Amos was talking about, because they refused to listen. And people were saying, oh, this loving God, this caring God, how would he do this? How could he call punishment, you know, on us? Why would we got, you know, God calls harshness to this people, to his people? It's simple. It's very simple. Because they have despised and rejected the law of the Lord and they kept not his commandments. They have despised it. They have rejected it. And if you see around the world today, it's continued to get worse rather than better. God's faithfulness never runs out. His faithfulness never runs out, but his patience is starting to run out with mankind. And I always say, God, help your people, because I don't ever want to be set in my ways that I miss his ways. Because that's a dangerous place to be in. He said, if you did it unto the least of these, you did it unto me. So whatever people do, when they do it and how they do it, if they're doing it unto the least of them, they're doing it to God. If they're doing it, if they're being nasty to you and being rude to you and being very disrespectful to you, they're doing it to God. As they always say, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. Why? Because it's coming from the same branch. If you're doing it to them, it's going to soon happen, right? Several times in Amos, God declared, I will not turn away the punishment. Several times. Even in the chapter 1, he kept recounting and reverberating that, I will not turn away the punishment. I will not turn away the punishment. Whether it's betrayal, whether it's lies, whether it's hurt, whether it's deceit or messiness, some people will find themselves in their happy place when they are doing what they like. People that have refused to listen to God, doing what they like, even down to eating. Something as simple as eating. They love fellowshipping, and many have made even their God, bellies their God. They do more eating than they do fasting, and this is a sanctified people. Many find themselves with the one-eyed monster. And I ask God, I said, what is a one-eyed monster? He said, the TV. TV or social media or the telephones. He said, you refuse to listen to me. You refuse to do and hearken to what I told you to do. There were specific reasons why a solemn fast was in order, even in those days and even in the times now. We should have a consecrated lifestyle that the life that he given me, my style is I'm going to give it back to him and present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is my reasonable service. That's what he's calling for. In this season, we are either going to be positioned spiritually to receive the next wave of blessings or not positioned and receive the next wave of punishment, but it's your choice. You choose. He is removing in this very hour, in this very season, the fake pretenders from the true attenders. We talk about him shifting the wheat. He's going to move the wheat and the tare. He said, yeah, let them grow together. But in this very season, he's starting to remove them. Because God is tired. God is tired of people still doing what they want to do. Refusing to hear, refusing to change, refusing to listen to what he have already told them and gave them warnings about. Even the Bible said, warning come before destruction. Amos 8 and 11, it said, this is what's going to happen. Behold, the days come, said the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. He said, people are going to be going around trying to figure out how to hear it. And he said, they will not find one. And that's a bad place to be in when you cannot understand and hear God's voice, understand his direction, understanding his instructions. I think it was David that declared, he said, Lord, you take everything away from me, but please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. We'll be a sight undone if the Holy Spirit is not in us, leading us and guiding us. But some people go because they refuse to hear him while he's speaking now. And as the Bible said, that he that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And because people are refusing to hear what the Lord is saying, he said they won't be able to hear my words. Just like parents do. When you don't talk to that child, talk to that child, and talk to that child, and after a while you stop talking, silence is what they receive. Because after a while, silence is going to show them your own actions got you in this place, this predicament. So those who are doing what God had called you to do, keep going, keep being, and keep doing what he said. Declare your hands to do. Do what he have called your hands to do. But if you are not in that position of doing what he called your hands to do, you need to turn, and you need to turn quickly. James 4 and 10 declared, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. If you want to be lifted up, you want to be into that next level, you want to be in that next dimension with him, then you have to do what he called your hands to do. You have to do what he called you and positioned you to do. Not your own way and not your own will, but his will and his way. We can't do our own thing when we are called to walk according to God's word. It is impossible. And a lot of times people, you know, even in the book of Hebrews, the Bible said, you know, submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee. It's a lot of people like the end part. Oh, resist the devil and he will flee. No, but you have to submit. You have to submit to God first. And I know we around here hollering these hashtag Black Lives Matter, this lives matter. Look, all lives matter. But the main thing right here, I'm not here to be insensitive to Black Lives Matter in no way, form, or fashion. But what God is calling for us right now, he said the word matters. Repentance matters. Because after everything has fallen away, after heaven and earth has fallen away, and he said his word was going to remain. His word is what's going to be seen. His word is what's going to be heard. And if people are not willing to hear his word now, he said you will be to a place that you would not even hear me at all. Hebrews 12, 5 and 6, NIV version said like this. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the ones he loves and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. So there's a point of you can either be a son or you can be a bastard. You don't want to receive the punishment of the Lord. You don't want to see the chastisement of the Lord. You know, he said it's not joyous, but it yields much fruit. Verse 29, even in the same book of Hebrews 12, he said, for our God is a consuming fire. He consumed everything that's not like him. He'll consume all that has been trying to attach itself to you. He'll remove it. He'll burn it away. You wonder why so many relationships that you are in, that you found yourself in, you wonder why they didn't stay. They didn't last. Because God said, I had to consume that. Because I already seen what I seen. I heard what I heard. And I know they're not for you. even in the midst of whether it's spiritual, whether it's marital, you know, situation that we find ourselves in. God said, I'm the consuming fire. I got to burn it away. And even sometimes it got to start with us. Burn away anything in me that's not pleasing to you. Anything that's causing a hindrance in my walk with you, God, burn it away. Be that consuming fire that I need. He already told you, for our God is a consuming fire, so he's going to do what he needs to do, even when you don't understand why he's doing what he's doing. God's correction is not rejection. Can I say that again? God's correction is not rejection. We should see at this as proof that we are his and that he has a plan for our life. And it begins when we humble ourselves and do what he tells us to do. Again, and I will say this again. His patience is amazing, but he won't wait forever. He won't wait forever. The same loving God, he won't wait forever. You don't believe me? Go back to the days of Noah. Go back to the days of Noah. How many can he find favorable in his sight? That was, and here's so many times people would say, you know, well, that was just the Old Testament. We in the New Testament now. You know, these sarcastic people that think, you know, like to analyze and try to formulate everything. But let me just remind you, there was a story in the book of Revelations. And Revelation is the New Testament. Chapter 2, verse 21 and 22, New King James Version said it like this. He said, Jezebel, he said, I gave her time to repent and she did not. He said, so I will cast her into her sick bed. He gave her time to repent. He given some of these people now on this earth time to repent. He's doing everything he can do to get you to understand that I don't want to see anybody perish. But if you refuse to hear what I'm telling you to do, if you refuse to do what I'm calling you to do, if you refuse to accept my son as the only savior of the world, mankind cannot survive without him. But if you refuse to repent, I'm going to cause some of you to be sick. I'm going to cause some of you to die. I'm going to cause some of you to walk around here with a reprobated mind. Now, what does repentance look like? Her husband, Ahab, who was also wicked. But that man understood. He humbled himself before the sight of God. He humbled himself and asked God for repentance. He humbled himself to know, God, I need you. And God healed him and God restored him. So he'll restore and he will heal those who have a true repentant heart. But if you keep playing games, he said, I'm going to turn you over to your own game. Even in that verse, chapter 2, Amos chapter 2, it talked about the tumult. Tumult is just confusion and disorder. He said the same confusion and disorder you like to receive, you're going to receive it. His punishment will not be reversed or revoked. Yes, the curse can be reversed if you change your ways. The curse can be reversed if you seek his face, but this punishment that he's calling forth even now will not be reversed or revoked. So I pray that those who know will continue to do what he called you to do. Those who don't know, make things right with him now, soon, suddenly, immediately, instantaneously, so he can turn things around in your favor. The warnings has already been there. He's already exposed some people and they're still doing stuff wrong. He continued to have prophets. Even in the book of Amos chapter 2, he said, I have trained my prophets and the Nazarites, which is means the humble, wise men, you know, deceitful, you know, the decent men, humble men, to do what God called them to do. He said, and then you turned them to do against what I told them to do. He said, I'm sending prophets and I'm sending priests, and I'm sending elders and I'm sending these people evangelists, and I'll use anybody I want to use. Because even Amos declared his own self, I wasn't a prophet. I was a herdman. But God said I used him because I needed him to speak to the people. And Judah, who should have known better, they received the worst end of the stick because of the simple fact they knew the law. They knew the corrections of the Lord. They knew the way of the Lord. And they refuse to do it. So God said, I use anybody I want to use, when I want to use them, and how I want to use them. But here these people said, they told the prophets to prophesy not. Told the people to speak not. Told the people to, you know, making them do things that God called them not to do. And God was not pleased. His punishment would not be reversed or revoked. So I pray that as you move forward, we're here in the June, in the month of June. This month is flying by if you have not noticed. This year is flying by if you have not noticed. It's time for us to get it right, stay right, and be right. Because if we don't, it's suicide to turn around and go a different direction. It's suicide. It's like a daughter. He said, you're not even fit for the kingdom because you're like a daughter returning to his vomit. So I pray that if you're not saved, you can have that opportunity today. Just admit that you are a sinner. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ came to save us from this wicked world. Confess your faults. And allow him to enter in your heart. And then the Bible said, if you confess it with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. But I pray that you get into a Bible-based study. I pray that you get in a solid foundational biblical teaching church that will help you grow. You can't grow on your own, but get somewhere and help you grow. Continue to seek God's face. Because this is the hour, this is the time, this is the season that God said, I'm calling. And if he have, if you are one, and if you have been saved for umpteen years, as the old folks would say, and if you don't know if you are, your assurance is not that way, or I don't have the assurance to know that I may end up in heaven, or I don't know, you got that I don't know about your walk with God, then you need to go back and fall to the altar. Fall on your face and God, I need you. I need you to help me. I need to have that assurance. I need to be with no skipping, no doubts. I don't need any of that in my life. I need to know full assurance that I am, when I leave this earth, that I'm going to lay my head in the bosoms of your lap. God, I need to know that. And I don't know. It's not going to get you there. You're either going to have a yes or you're going to have a no. Maybe, and God don't deal with in between. I would like to invite each and every one of you to, on Friday, you know, is we having a prayer session of Get Lit. It's called Get Lit Fridays. It's something that God had birthed in my spirit to do, because I see and I understand that so many young people are falling a prey to the enemy. They're falling a prey to the killing demon. They falling a prey to sexual sins. They falling a prey to a whole lot of different stuff that's been presented to them. And the name Get Lit Fridays was birthed from Revelations 8:4. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Because if I don't know how to offer anything else, I know how to offer up prayer. That's a kingdom license that we all have. They cannot be suspended, revoked. But we have the unction to function by the way of the Holy Spirit to pray on the behalf of others. So I invite you on Friday at 6:00. We're going to be doing this every third Friday of the month until God tell me otherwise. But it's going to start at 6:00 every third Friday. 6:00, and the dial-in number is 425-436-6341. Dial-in number is 425 436-6341. It may ask you for an access code. If it does, the access code is 196569. 196569. Again, it's going to be Friday at starting at 6 o'clock. And if you would like to purchase any of my books, you can purchase them on www.crcinternationalministries.com. www.crcinternationalministries.com. This is just something that God had given me to birth out in this season. And as I told y'all before, if the time I leave this earth, I don't want to leave with anything left inside of me that he had placed inside of me. So everything he have me to do, I'm going to do it until the last day. All right, good people, this is your girl, CL Suggs. Continue to pray ye one for another that we all be healed. Continue to seek God. Find something. Read a scripture today that he's speaking directly to you. And elaborate and meditate on that word, that the revelation from that word will come alive to you. All right, good people, much love.